mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's unbelievable. This week blasted past us. It's already Friday, the ninth day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live again for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones, and I'm going to go to your calls early in the shower. I want to take a lot of them today. Give each caller about a minute or two for your questions, your comments. You disagree with me, you got a news item you want to talk about, you want to comment on something I've raised. I got a bunch of new news, but, I mean, yesterday, I didn't see it live. I saw a little bit of it live, then I read the transcript of it, and then I saw some more of it last night. And we have some of the photos of this on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Ridge and Dick Cheney standing there in front of this command center with these cameras watching us and these, you know, maps of the country, training us to accept this, you know, the shadow government out in the open. You know, we will be hit by the election. It's going to happen. Of course, we don't have any specifics. Well, I got specifics. If there is any big terror attacks, it's going to be you that is behind it, because you've got the motive. And then we look at who's been carrying out the terror with the clear evidence. It is your bosses. It is you. It's Operation Northwoods being carried out. You know, I wrote this comment above this Associated Press article that we posted on InfoWars.com. Headline, group objects to firefighters and spies. That's the AP headline. I wrote this comment above it. In my experience, firefighters are some of the best people in America, and they are certainly the final remnant of the spirit of public service in government. I've been wondering for a long time when the New World Order was going to get their hands on them and turn them into members of the secret police. All of us should be outraged by this, and yes, they're turning them into secret police tattletales. I guess they'll be wearing black ski masks and carrying submachine guns in the next few months. We'll get into this horrible report. I mean, firefighters, I mean, if you're lost or something and pull into a fire station, ask them directions, they're so nice, or if you want to interview them, or when my grandfather was still alive, they didn't want to put him in the nursing home, and my grandmother, you know, couldn't pick him up, and he'd had a stroke and stuff. He'd fall down sometimes, and she'd call the fire department. She didn't want to call us sometimes, even though we'd take off work and go do it. And they'd always come out and be real nice and helpful, even though they really weren't supposed to. And, you know, I've gone and interviewed government people about urban warfare training around the country, and the police will scream at you and threaten to arrest you, and other people in government are rude and mean. The firefighters always invite you in, give you a cup of coffee, talk to you. Just a different culture. Real men, real women, good people. And they'll be warped scum if the globalists have their way. This just makes me so sad. Because, I mean, I've had nothing but good experiences with firefighters. I just have got a special place in my heart for them. And they're real guardians, real heroes. And I am just disgusted by this. Oh, man. I've even read the plan that the feds are bringing forward. And this is being done in Florida, one of the test areas, Orlando, Florida. Civil rights advocates criticized a plan to teach firefighters and other workers who regularly go into homes to report terrorist activity and, of course, crime they do see on the job and look for signs of crime. It's kind of like the National Tips Program under a new name. Is a man and woman arguing? Call the police. Is someone wearing a jacket in weather that's not quite cold enough? Are there drugs or guns? That's all signs of terror. Let us, you know, just secret police everywhere. The East German society. And now they're going to warp our dear firefighters. There's no depths these people will not stoop to. They're going to have trouble, though, with the firefighter culture, I think. I just think they're going to have trouble, and I'll tell you why when we get back. Folks, there's so much other news. It's just ridiculous. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the new website. I'm Alex Jones, TGIF, baby. It's Friday. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Good morning, Vietnam! Oh, it's 2004 America, our own psychological warfare zone. There is a war on for your mind. We do crash the lies and disinformation Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We love America. We love the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I can't stand watching it being shredded before our very eyes. All right, Anthony and Dylan and many others, your calls are coming up, as I said, on this Friday edition, this global transmission against tyranny, this worldwide transmission against tyranny. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Again, I just can't get over Ridge yesterday on TV, now that I've had time to look at some of this video, with these giant computer screens, jumbotron screens behind him, with cameras watching pedestrians and highways and command systems. This is all a big set selling you on the fact that, look, surveillance, Big Brother keeps you safe, and the terrorists are going to hit us. The Toronto Star said Bush is sowing fear for votes, critics say. Well, yeah, but Skull and Bones Kerry and his Bilderberg Group buddy John Edwards are announcing, we want a domestic CIA. Funny, that's what Bush wants, too, so that's one of their big campaign things they're pushing. And once Kerry's in office, if he gets in office, the Democrats will suddenly love the Patriot Act, suddenly love the Iraq War, certainly love all these new invasions they plan, just like they love the attack on the Serbs. They will love the domestic CIA, and suddenly it'll be all the evil right-wingers that have to be arrested because, we're secretly working with Al-Qaeda. But it doesn't matter because all that's happening under Bush as well. This is a puppet system that we're dealing with. But continuing, the Bush administration faced accusations on two fronts yesterday that it was using the threat of terrorism attacks for its own political advantage in an election year. First, the White House was forced to deny an explosive report, the New Republic magazine, accusing it of pressuring Pakistani President Musharraf to kill or capture bin Laden or his top lieutenants before November 2nd election. The magazine also quoted a Pakistani intelligence source as saying President Bush's office was pushed hard for a high-value target to be served up by the end of this month to concede, coincide with the Democratic National Convention, where Kerry will be officially nominated as the party's presidential skull and bones candidate. Then the White House was accused of sowing fear unnecessarily when Homeland Security Chief Blockhead Ridge held a news conference to warn of al-Qaeda operations targeting the U.S. during the election season. He went on to say, "We will be hit." However, while mentioning the Democratic convention in Boston and the Republican convention in New York, Ridge said there was no specific information about time, place, method, or attack. Well, of course, you can't tell us what you're planning to do, can you? I mean, the bank robber's not going to tell us where he plans to strike. The news conference, which yielded no new information, was reminiscent of similar availability by Attorney General John Ashcroft in late May. It also drew charges that the Bush team was using terrorist fears to dominate the U.S. news cycle and send a political message that only it could defend the homeland. For those that can't figure this out, I mean, I don't want to belabor this, but on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, we have direct links to the U.S. government, Library of Congress, Operation Northwoods, where they explain. The government says we want to bomb D.C., hijack jets by remote control, kill Marines using U.S. Army dressed up like foreign troops, blow up ships, kill people, shoot people, frame patsies, and then blame it on foreign enemies. But to boil this down to the mafia example, again, protection money. The mafia captain shows up at your grocery store or business or textile factory and says, "You better pay me protection money because this gang over here that's got the police paid off is going to burn down your business if you don't pay me protection. I'm not going to burn it down, but if you don't pay me, the terrorist, i.e. the mafia, is going to do it." And so you give in and you start paying them, and then 6 months later they want double that, and then soon you say, "I can't keep my doors open," and they go, "That's okay. Put my cousin in as the head of your company, make him your partner," and then pretty soon they make you sign the whole company over to him. So that's the same thing with terrorism. It's just muscling, it's extortion, it's protection money. You wonder why the Italian mob was so good at that. Roman emperors figured out how to do this. They created, speaking of fire departments, speaking well of modern fire departments, but the ancient fire departments, they were actually the goons that would burn down your area of town unless you paid them exorbitant protection money. And then the mafia that came to this country, the Italian mafia, simply continued to carry that on. Pay us or we'll burn down your business. Of course, it was never, "We'll burn it down." You know, that evil guy Franco or Luigi over there, you know, he's going to do it if you don't pay me. And then you pay them, and a few years later, you don't even own your business. You're an employee of the mafia, barely being able to feed your family, doing all the work as they stand over you laughing, drinking espresso. Now, that's just the Italian mob. Small potatoes compared to the real mafia of today, which we call Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, Lord Bush, Lord Cheney, Lord Kerry, Lord Edwards. These are just the high-level minions of their bosses at the Bilderberg Group. By the way, I don't ever want to be attacked again by the mainstream media for saying the Bilderberg Group puts in our presidents and vice presidents and prime ministers and chancellors, because the New York Times on Wednesday, we have that article posted, came out and said, "Oh yeah, they decided they liked Edwards and they called Kerry up and said he's the man." I mean, that's the New York Times, boys and girls. Just incredible to see that type of admission right out there in the open. And the Bilderberg Group is the top captains, the Mafia Dons, meeting once a year, the 124 power elite, and it's the Dutch royalty, the British royalty, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Ralph Reed of the Christian Coalition, John Edwards, they all just meet up, all the control masters, and they all divvy up things and, you know, decide what's going to happen, and they dispatch their minions, and then they run the country. First time I saw this admitted mainstream news was 3 years ago. Reuters just said, well, they do appoint, you know, basically select, I think the comment was select presidents and prime ministers, and it's no big deal. They know best, you know. Then simultaneously, when you speak out against it, you're a kook, it doesn't exist, you're insane. You know, it's double thing. That's their tactic, whether it's the draft or lies about weapons of mass destruction, any of it, or the TIPS program or total information awareness. They'll bring out a program. I mean, I have Ridge on tape saying, we never proposed a TIPS program. We never proposed a total information awareness network. It doesn't exist. And then I've got him on tape 2 weeks before going, it's a wonderful program. We should really fund it and support it. And then I never said that even existed. And then they change the name of the program and increase its funding. They do this for the draft. They introduce the bills, announce it, push it, promote it. We say we're against it, and they go, man, you're insane. This doesn't exist. So it's very interesting psychological tactics that they use here. We are about to go to Anthony and Dylan and many others here in a second. But first off, FBI expanded probe to thwart terror attacks. We'll get into that. Group objects to firefighters as spies. That's right. They're about to take over our good firefighters. One of the British chieftains calls for pooling of European terror intelligence, merging that. Colleges focus on Homeland Security study, showing you it's for good. It's for keeps, the entire economy to be engineered through it. New employment opportunity, never going to go away. They say it's a 100-year war. EU chief backs Interpol-style force to fight terrorism. Thousands of mentally ill children held in detention centers, Reuters. Bush wins, America loses, House leaves Patriot Act as is. Is Dick Cheney headed for the door? Capitol Hill blue. Ridge, again, issues new terror alerts. Boeing claims national security on WTC's second plane. We'll get into that. And much more right now. Let's go to the calls. Anthony in Louisiana, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. Today I want to ask you, I was thinking when I was watching Fox News, I watch Fox News a lot, I try to watch it in that other scope.
The most liberal channel, yes.
Yeah, trying to watch it as in what they're trying to tell me, you know what I'm saying? And I was wondering, what do you think that the pundits, all these pundits, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, all these people, Rush Limbaugh, how much do they know? Are they consciously aware of what there's of their own propaganda or not?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
Well, then
they set up these icon figures, and then all the low level talk show hosts basically just parrot that, thinking that's the secret of success.
But I mean, are they aware of? I mean, of all the effects of what they're saying?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well. I don't know. I find that kind of mind-blowing. Because, I mean, I don't see how they could live with themselves knowing all of that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, making $10, $20 million a year, it's pretty easy to do.
So it's the money thing. But they are aware of what it all will lead to, or what? Are they aware?
Yeah, but see, the deep down, they're afraid of the system, so they're going to join it. They're going to serve it.
Okay. All right. That's all I want to ask. Thanks.
All right. I appreciate your call. You know, that's a good comment, a good question. Let's go to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Good day, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
And good day, listeners out there. I just want to testify that a few years ago, I started tuning into Alex. I was pro-choice, as they say, and, you know, I had voted for Clinton. I saw the horrible lies and criminal activities of the Republicans, but I was yet to see that the Democrats were simply tag team partners. And something I noticed, Alex, really happened after 9/11/01. It's like I really noticed, I know it didn't just happen on 9/11, but I really noticed that what happened to the rule of law consciousness, like evidence, like what happened to all the evidence, and there's people aren't like, well, did they investigate the evidence? What happened to the rule of law consciousness in America?
Well, stay there. We'll let you elaborate on your point when we get back. So stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. I'm Alex Jones.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Day began with a special service
to rescue up the hostages she had.
Is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus 2 copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your 1-year subscription. A 1-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner. Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in 2-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Sophisticated psychological models. Whereas the big financial interests that run this global system want to invade countries, want to take over their oil, want to set up world government, world taxation regulation, they will tag team us, as the caller said. They'll have the left arm of it take over and outrage the right, and then the right gets into power and takes over a large section of the economy, and then that outrages the left, and the left can see the evil of the right, and the right can see the evil of the left, and it's all totally manipulative. And so we all got into this culture of Bill Clinton's evil. Obviously he was, because he's a globalist. And boy, the Republicans, they sure tell us the truth, and we all, you know, can't believe the Democrats are so dumb, and we bind ourselves to the Republicans. And then overnight, they get into power and intensify all the tyranny, because the agenda is just moving forward. If a Democrat was in office, the same thing would have happened. We're just further in this progression of events, and suddenly we can't see it, because, see, they'll have a Hillary Clinton come out against the war when she really voted for it, but we know Hillary's bad, so the war must be good if she says it's bad. Or, you see how that works? And so it's simplistic logic. It's people only looking at the political system on the first layer. And so if you criticize Bush, you must be a liberal. Actually, we're against Bush because he's out Clinton and Clinton. It's very, very serious. And people better grow up and face the facts. And also the globalists sit up there as the experts, and you know, they know all the facts. And, you know, Greenspan comes out and says the economy's going to be devastated because of the national debt, and it's going to have horrible repercussions because... But when he runs the Federal Reserve that has set up a system that did this by design to get control, so the very people that are behind the banking scams, the terrorism, all of it, they sit up there as the authorities directing our lives. I mean, it's comical if it wasn't so serious. But you talk about moral decline and not having a moral compass. I mean, we have pell-mell looting of the government by the entire political apparatus. We have torture being promoted. We have lies upon lies. You know, world leaders saying they have weapons of mass destruction and then saying we never said that. I mean, it's just we're being trained how to accept the fraud. Finish up what you were saying, Dylan, then we'll go to Brian and Mike and others.
Well, with all the time people spend watching TV, I recommend this. In the promotion of a rule of law consciousness to prevail again in America, in our communities, turn off the TV for 3 days. Right before that 3 days, this is the TV fast. Right before the 3 days, listen to one Alex Jones show or a comparable show. Someone that presents, you know, good, honest information, as I call it, and go to the Internet. We have the Internet now. You can research. You can find many national and international news agencies, government agencies, probably congressional investigations, military documents backing up the show. Research that instead of watching TV for just 3 days.
Well, here's the problem. They did a big national study, and, you know, in a whole year now, the average of 57% of people read one book, 43% don't read anything. I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. So what you have is kind of the pop news culture, where it's all just emotional. It's like Fox News is a cartoon, you know, luscious info babes talking about how much they love
but
the New World Order.
Really serious. We really do need to get back to the rule of law consciousness.
Okay, define your rule of law consciousness. People don't even know what the Bill of Rights is, so to be conscious of that, they have
okay.
to...
Okay, well, the buildings... Let's talk about the buildings coming down. We don't even have to refer to 9/11. Let's go.
So what you're talking about is logic. People don't operate according to their own logic and their own compass. They operate just at the surface level off of whatever's programmed into them at the moment.
Yeah, and laws of physics come in there. General Parton, U.S. Air Force munitions expert, would back me up on this. He gave a real good explanation and painful deception by Eric Hufschmid regarding the federal building in Oklahoma City. And again, the federal building, just like the Twin Towers, all the destruction, the debris.
Yeah, it's a mathematical impossibility. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. We're going to break and come back and go to Brian and Tim and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I mean, in my film, The Road to Tyranny, folks, we have the newscasters that were moving the bombs. The building's blown out. The BATF was told to go into work. The police admit that the BATF told them that. It's all on video. And, yeah, General Parton does the mathematics and shows how it's an impossibility. You know, just the laws of gravity, of physics. But, again, people don't want to be confused with the facts. They want to give their rights up and be slaves. They think that makes them safe. It doesn't, by the way.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing? Gardening? Camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
All right, we're about to go back to your calls here momentarily. I first want to get into groups object to firefighters as spies here in the U.S., and that's out of the Associated Press from Reuters. Thousands of mentally ill U.S. children held in detention centers. That's their headline. All part of the new freedom. But before I do that, I do want to encourage everybody to go sign up today at prisonplanet.tv if you're online. All of my videos, a bunch of other great videos produced by other wonderful researchers, are on the website. My book, my 200-plus page book, Paul Watson's 300-plus page book, Order Out of Chaos, is there to read or download or print off for yourself there on the website. I do my weekly television report here locally that you can now see via the website every week. And we have special reports, text reports there for members. PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, which is 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year subscription. I suggest you sign up for the year subscription so you don't have to keep re-signing up. Again, prisonplanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. Also, you can go to infowars.com or prisonplanet.com and link through to our safe, secure online shopping cart and get all the videos I've made, a bunch of other great videos that I carry, my 9/11 films are 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror. They're excellent. I also carry Eric Hufschmid's video, 9/11, The Great Deception. Painful Deception, excuse me, and George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. We have The Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, that satanic ritual caught on videotape, coming up on the four-year anniversary on the 15th of this month, just in five, 6 days. Snuck in there and got that satanic ritual on video. There's also my three police state films, America Destroyed by Design. There's America Wake Up or Waco. There's my newest film, Matrix of Evil, which is amazing. You need to have these videos. My films are $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of the 10 titles I've produced, and you're allowed to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes to spread the word of my films. And then the other videos we carry range from $20 to $22 apiece. JPFO's Innocence Betrayed Second Amendment video that comes with three free booklets is $29.95. Best Second Amendment film I've ever seen. We carry that as well on VHS and DVD. We had the Loss of Liberty video about how the U.S. government and Israel attacked the U.S. Liberty to blame it on Egypt as a pretext for war, part of Operation Northwoods. That's another great film we carry by Howard Films. I think, what is that, $22? So PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Well, I know I said I'd hit these two articles, then we will. And this is my comment that I wrote above the AP article. Again, group objects to firefighters as spies. That's their headline. I wrote this above it. In my experience, firefighters are some of the best people in America, and they are certainly the final remnant of the spirit of public service in government. I've been wondering for a long time when the New World Order was going to get their hands on them and turn them into members of the secret police. All of us should be outraged by this. Now, on Tuesday, we went over the new expanded TIPS program under a new name, and it was in the Time magazine, how wonderful it is, and how all crime is terrorism, how the new spies are going to look for terrorists and criminals. It's always terrorists and criminals. The new Homeland Security cameras on the street corners that were for traffic, now they're for Homeland Security, hooked into the command bunkers in your city, and the federal government, where Ridge was speaking yesterday in front of them, in front of a command center hookup. You know, we're going to fight terror and crime, because crime undermines the state and aids the terrorists. Protesting against the war aids the terrorists, hence it may be illegal. You know, this is the whole mindset. This is the new freedom. New York police, you can't protest the Republican convention. We'll fire you. You can't protest at your graduation, or we'll take your diploma. You can't speak about God, or we'll take your diploma. You know, this is the new free speech. And the left is for taking the conservatives' rights, and the right is for taking the liberals' rights, and so everybody loses their rights. Isn't that nice? But, again, I'm digressing. Group objects to firefighters as spies. AP, Orlando, Florida. Civil rights advocates criticized a plan to teach firefighters and other workers who regularly go into homes, it's the TIPS program, folks, to report terrorist activity they see on the job. But, again, you go on, it's crime. Incredible. The plan proposed by Local Domestic Security Task Force, which you love that name, Local Domestic Security Task Force, could invade privacy and add to a culture of suspicion and paranoia created after the September 11th attacks, said members of the American Civil Liberties Union. Again, loyal opposition. They always lose the cases on purpose. And a Defense Lawyers Association. We think it's misguided, said Scott Rost of the ACLU's Orlando office. We think it's an attempt to turn neighborhood activist against neighbor, neighbor against neighbor, intrude on privacy and encourage racial profiling, folks. They say it's for the Arabs first. It's for everybody. With little reason to believe it will make us safer. A brochure for Citizens Awareness Project warns that the potential signs of international terrorism could be multiple adult males living together between 18 and 45 with little or no furnishings. The warning worries members of Orlando's Arab American community. Clearly, this is going to be disproportionately impact Arab Americans at first. It's like Germany with you know, certain groups first. And those of the Muslim faith, said defense attorney Mark Nijam, a leader of the Arab American Community Center in Orlando. To think that a terrorist is going to invite people to snoop around is ludicrous at best. It's not only silly, but silly and scary at the same time. Proposal also calls for reporting signs of drug trafficking and child sex abuse. So, I mean, nobody's for drug trafficking. Nobody's for child sex abuse. Again, you can link through and read the actual pamphlet, and it's drugs, guns, child abuse, child sex abuse. You know, it's everything. And the point is, you're guilty until proven innocent. Now the firefighters are going to be snooping. Now the phone man's going to be snooping. All of this. And so you notice it was for terrorism, but now it's drug trafficking and child sex abuse. That's what the AP says, but you read deeper into it, it's everything. The Domestic Security Task Force is led by the Orange County Sheriff, Kevin Berry, Orange Osceola State Attorney Lawson Lamar, and Joyce DeWaley, Regional Director of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And it says that the program is an educational program to train workers who regularly go into people's homes on what terrorist, drug, or sexually predatory activities look like. Oh, boy. And it says the sheriff's office would like Orange County firefighters to be the first trained, followed by utility workers. Yes, utility workers. So, see, it's the TIPS program, and it's terrorism and crime, and crime. And I remember before 9/11, I've told the story, what, probably 10 times, the carpet cleaner is in my house where I broadcast from. He comes into the studio, and on the wall is a shotgun that I bought at the local camping supply store. Just a shotgun anybody can buy. And he begins staring at it and says, "You know, is that loaded?" And I said, "Well, sir, it's just a gun. You know, it's Texas. It's not illegal." And he was looking scared. And I said, "Look, here's a newspaper article." And it was back in 2000 when the legislature was in session, and I'd been, having big gun rallies with congressmen and people, and I held up a news article and said, "Look, Alex Jones, see my picture? See, Second Amendment, he just went on about his business, and I had this bad feeling that afternoon, hours later, and I called the carpet cleaner place and talked to the manager, and he said, "Yes, Mr. Jones, we know who you are. No, there was some discussion of calling the police on you, but we didn't." And no doubt why this happened. I mean, at that time, they had billboards up all over the highways in Texas, and I got reports in Missouri and California and just everywhere, for that matter, Florida, with an image of a hand and a revolver. And it said, "Report illegal firearms." Now, revolvers, a little six-shot revolver, looked like a little Smith & Wesson, Lady Hawk or Lady Smith, whatever you call that model, it's a little... Those aren't illegal. You can buy them anywhere. In just a few cities where they're illegal. But half the population's never touched a gun or fired one, and they drive along seeing them report illegal guns, and my God, come in your house and see a revolver, they'll call the police on you. So, I mean, I've experienced it. And then I went on TV that night and talked about it, and the carpet cleaner assistant, there's two people on the crew, it was a white guy freaking out over my shotgun, and the fella I talked to, his assistant, who was a young Hispanic gentleman, called into the show, got into the show, and said, "Yes, sir, I was there at the office. I was there when you called that afternoon. Yes, sir, there were discussions of calling the police on you." And, so I talked to the manager, and then, "Don't worry, Mr. Jones, we know who you are. We know guns are legal. I handled it." But see, that was only because the manager knew that guns weren't illegal, that a shotgun, just a hunting shotgun was legal. I don't want to go on and on about this, folks, but every day on the Second Amendment websites, they have scores. I mean scores. Take keepandbeararms.com. I mean, they'll have 20, 30, 50, sometimes 100 articles, depending on the day, posted where dozens of those articles are where a neighbor thought they saw an illegal gun. I mean, when I go deer hunting rarely, in Texas, understand, just 10 years ago, everybody had their guns in their, in their rack, in their truck, just 10, 15 years ago. Now, I will open the garage, open the back of my truck, my Tahoe, my evil SUV, and I will a lot of times wrap a bolt-action, single-shot Remington 700, buy it anywhere. I will wrap it in a blanket or in its container, and I will walk out judiciously and put it in the back and close it. Because that's how free the society is, folks. Because every day I read scores of articles where somebody did that exact thing, and the police come to the home or the apartment, and they say, a neighbor said they saw you putting a gun in your car, and we're charging you with a felony of brandishing a firearm. Or they SWAT team the house, confiscate, you know, 10, 15 handguns and rifles, all totally legal. The person never gets them back, and the cops keep them and sell them for themselves. I mean, I see those articles every single day, sometimes dozens of them, in amongst the hundreds of articles about gun grabbing. This is the new free society, and this is what the TIPS program is all about. And that's what the billboards are all about, nationwide, federally paid for, that say report illegal guns with a picture of a revolver. It's like saying, you know, report illegal knives, showing a picture of a butcher knife. I mean, it's not illegal. By the way, the way Texas law works, you cannot buy a gun and drive home with it. Did you know that? It's up to their discretion. You can't drive to the shooting range, even if you have your gun locked up in the back in a case, unloaded, and it's a handgun in Texas, thanks to the concealed carry law, which, quote, gave us our rights, turned a right into a privilege. They tightened up the laws, and I can't buy a handgun and drive home with it. Obviously, I do it at my own risk because it says it's illegal to have a gun outside your house, a handgun. I mean, that's what the law says. But the billboards say report illegal guns. And so the idiots see a revolver and think a revolver is illegal. And so perception is reality with these people. A general public that doesn't read books, that doesn't know how many states there are, that doesn't know who the vice president is, that doesn't know where Iraq is, that doesn't know who the first president was. Yeah, most Americans down polls don't know who the first president was. Folks, I'm not joking. We've read these major studies on the air. So we are a nation of dumbed-down idiots. And it's going to be the TIPS program warping our firefighters and everybody else, utility people, peering through your windows. And every day I hear where some worker came in a house, saw a gun case, and went and called the police, and they go ahead and come out and SWAT team the house. And if you want to spend 20 grand with lawyers to get your guns back, you will. So that's your freedom, folks. That's your Second Amendment. Just can't believe what happened to this country. I mean, I've almost had police called because a carpet cleaner saw a shotgun on the wall. But that's the freedom. I mean, and in 15 years, really 10 years, I mean, 10 years ago, there were trucks everywhere with rifles and shotguns in them. And now you don't see that anywhere because I have friends that you know, now it's fishing poles, you know, up there. And friends will be going deer hunting, and they'll go ahead and stick them up there thinking it was the old times, and they'll get pulled over three times driving 100 miles to go deer hunting. Thanks a lot for what you've done to my country and my state. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, NRA members who are controlled by the government, who are really loyal opposition, controlled opposition. All right, let's go to the calls. Brian in New Jersey, then Tim, and everybody else. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex. Always an honor to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Just to reflect really quick on what your last caller was saying about television, there's two incredible books by Neil Postman. One's called Amusing Ourselves to Death, and another one is called How to Watch TV News. But that's not really what I was calling. I was calling because I've handed out tons and tons of those flyers, at least 200 of those flyers that you had on your website.
You mean my Fahrenheit 9/11 flyer?
Exactly.
To give out and go, here's the rest of the story.
Yep, and I write letters to the editor all the time. The thing that I'm having a problem with, I'm trying to figure out the best point to bring up to people when I just talk to them about it, because most people are skeptical and they don't believe, you know, this huge thing. They go, it can't be that secret. You know, it's too big of a secret. So
okay,
what would
just,
you say?
Just say this. Hey, Michael Moore has done a good job, but he doesn't tell you the whole story. You know, he wouldn't have been allowed to. On this website that's on this flyer, they have links to mainstream news articles where public officials were called the night before and told not to fly. You say, hey, did you know the CIA was engaged in insider trading? Hey, did you know that the Bushes have been in business with the Bin Ladens? You're going to see that in the movie. We'll find out the rest of the story. And then that's, you don't have to convince them there on the spot. Just plant the seed.
And get them there. Okay. That's all I wanted to ask, Alex.
I mean, what response have you gotten handing out 200?
Honestly, most of the people look at it and they just, you know, they eat it up and they take it home. But I'm really talking about the people that I go out to and I talk to just in my neighborhood, or people that are my friends that go, oh, you're crazy, and I'm just trying to figure out what I can say to them.
Well, see, that's why it's so good that when they're walking out of this film, it's a watered-down version, about 80 times what I've done, what others have done. I mean, so that's why you target audiences that want to be active, that want to be informed.
Exactly.
You don't worry about people that think Hitler's good, that want to worship the government.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, I mean, don't worry about drooling spectators that, again, don't know how many continents there are, but that will tell you their opinion about geopolitical systems, that don't know what WTO stands for, but will tell you all about global trade, that don't know, what the Congress is called. You know, they'll tell you it's the executive or the judicial. They don't know it's the legislative. I mean, just don't waste your time on some bug-eyed moron. Somebody who doesn't care about their children, that wants to be an idiotic slave. Just do not waste your time. Move on to those that want to line the battlements, engage in the info war at point-blank range. You know, cut the chatter, lock X-foils in attack position, and go in against the Death Star in the info war. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Engage, 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 engage.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's going down now. The House of Cards is coming down. All right, folks. This is really just history. I mean, it is. We become free after our forefathers and mothers fight. Then we become decadent and fat and bloated off of the spoils of liberty, and we become enslaved again. And our whole society's already crashed, folks. Look at the evidence of it all around you. Open your eyes up. Become inquisitive and observant and get past your denial. So I'm trying to slow down our descent. You know, I hope that's what you're trying to do. You know, I just want to climb back out of the pit and at least stop the plunge into Hades as a society. I mean, tyranny's a bad thing, boys and girls. And, I mean, let's say the terrorist threat was real, you know, real from some group called Al-Qaeda, not Al-Qaeda. I assure you that the threat of government tyranny is much greater than that of Al-Qaeda. But, again, it's all one and the same. We're under attack the first time our homelands, you know, even in World War II, our homeland wasn't under attack. It's a 100-year war. Give your rights up to these nice men in black ski masks, and we're building lots of prisons for you, and never mind, we're in business with the so-called terrorists, and just let us do things here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, and then we'll talk to Howie and Michael and Claude and others. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, Tim.
I had been waiting a couple of weeks for you to call me back. I was the one that living with the lady that has the vagus nerve stimulator.
You know, I've just been, this has been the most busy time in my life.
I understand that.
And I have been dropping the ball on scores of issues. And what happens is I scribble your number on the back of a news article, and then I get them all scrambled together and never get around to it. And I'll get, you know, I mean, does she want to come on the show?
Yeah, she said she would.
Okay, and again, for... Again, they have this for people who have epilepsy, but now they're going to put a wire into your brain to stop you from being depressed. And if they force millions on drugs for this, they're now admitting they want to force us to take these wires into our brains, and everything will feel much better once we do that.
I was even going over some more of the facsimiles that they sent of this trials that she's going through, and it scares me. It's like a page from Joseph Mengele's medical book. And one thing, they want to perform a PET scan. And they want her inject her, or they want to inject her with as much radiation in one dose that's permissible to a nuclear worker in an entire year. And, of course, they say, oh, it's safe.
And they're going to watch that go into her bloodstream and
all of her organs.
It's all a bunch of guinea pig stuff. Hey, if she's there today, you want to get her on in the third hour?
I can't do that today. No, sir. I'm sorry about that. I wish I could, but we're in separate areas of the county right now.
All right, for the third time.
I'll leave my number for Stephanie after we call.
Yeah, for the third time.
Dr. Nick Begich was on Coast to Coast again last night, and I caught a little of it. And earlier he had a person on that was talking about, of course, Ridge and how they're ratcheting up the security and all that. And George Norrie made a statement where he said, I'm not with the camp that believes the government had anything to do with it. And I'm thinking, did he hear anything you say to him? Did he hear anything Jim Mars says to him?
Well, he's had me on twice, and they said they were going to re-air a broadcast during the holidays and when he was off last week. They didn't. I mean, I'm surprised they let me on there twice. And I think overall it's a positive thing, but...
Right, it's just amazing that he doesn't, you know, he can still disagree after all the information that's been put in front of him. He must be a Republican.
I think anyway, George is okay.
I like George too. He's
we need to. Oh, by the way, we got David Icke coming on for 2 hours Monday.
Excellent. I'll definitely call you then because I'd love to speak with him.
Okay.
And one more quick question: who has the authority and the guts to go into Washington D.C. and arrest this entire lighting administration and their controllers that are lurking?
Okay, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Berkey, why?